CPV Radio, Central Texas. You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
3, 2, are you ready? You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Don presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank. The pop-up show with Nate right now on TPV Radio.
Family and friends, it is the time of week for me. It is the pop-up show, and I am your host, the one and only Nate. That's right, family and friends. It's me. So, you know, this coronavirus thing is a big thing out there, you know, and I just want to touch base on it a little bit. I'm not here to talk about all this and that, but, you know, my heart, again, goes out to the family with their loss, those that have lost loved ones, friends, families. You know, my heart goes out to you. My deepest condolences also go out to those families as well. For those that are going through it, that have family sick and stuff, our prayers here at TPV, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, you know, we'll keep you guys in prayers. Family and friends, please, if you know you have a child with asthma or anything, please be careful. You know, don't pick up the unexpected and bring it home to your kids. This is why I'm staying home. I'm not being up and about like that because we have a little one with severe asthma. So, you know, we're keeping it safe here, and we want you as well, family and friends, to keep it safe as well. This is something that is really, really serious. We're losing too much people. You know, yesterday I saw a classmate of mine posted a post, and it's sad. They all lost their life to the coronavirus. The mom went first, then the dad, and now the son, which I knew the son for over 10 years, you know, my deepest condolences go out to Patrick's family, you know, his wife, his kids, he left some kids behind, you know, loved ones. So, you know, our deepest condolence here at TPV Radio Network goes out to them. So family and friends, I was supposed to have a guest today, but I don't know where she's at. But I'm like a rolling stone, so we're going to keep this rolling. So, again, what are we going to talk about today? You know, the pop-up show, we talk about any and everything. Life. Let's start there. Life. What does life mean to you? You know, what does life mean to you as a Christian family and friends? And, you know, sometimes we have to find our true meaning, our true purpose of what is life to us here on this earth. And for we who are Christians, are we truly walking in that faith as a Christian? You know, sometimes we have to step back and ask ourselves this question and see, what do we have to do to straighten out ourselves and just know and find that answer deep in ourselves. Are we living truly for God, or are we living truly for our selfishness? So, you know, that's the question of the day that I want to say. You know, for we as Christians, how true is our faith? How close are we walking with God? You know, I want you guys to step back and, yeah, question yourself. Be judgmental about yourself, not others, but about yourself. So that's something that I want you to think about, you know, because when we live life, you know, there's a lot of things that happens in life and cause us to be angry at that moment or at that time or sad or enraged. Is this the type of emotions that we as Christians supposed to have? To the end of the day, for me, and this is my opinion, to me, to the end of the day, we are human beings. We will have those feelings. We will have those emotions. But when we walk with Christ, we would learn, and you should know if you're, I don't want to say 10 years in, because I don't want to make it like it's something of an obligation that you have to do. But if that's the life that you choose and you truly study the word and you get to know who the Messiah is, you know, you learn how to control these feelings. You learn how to let them go, for say. So, yes, we are human beings. Yes, we do make mistakes. Nobody is perfect, family and friends. Don't matter how deep in faith that you are, we are not perfect. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Do I mess up at times? Yes. Is there still things about myself that I have to fix? Of course. I have to fix a lot of things about myself, but I'm working on it. I can't say anymore that I'm a work in progress, because I should be past that at this point. So I am working on it. I'm no longer a work in progress, because I one thing I don't do for me, a friend, is that I don't set goals. I set a mission. And the difference for me between goals and mission, when you set goals, it's something that you go after. When, you know, you have it like, okay, this is my goal and I have to go after it. I have to reach it. Okay, that's okay if you do that, but I don't. And the reason is because when you set goals, sometimes we lose our way, we lost our talk, we lose energy for what that goal is to finish it. But, family and friends, when we on a mission, now, you know, when you're on a mission, you're on a mission to get something done. Some people might say, oh, it's the same thing she's talking about. To me, mentally, for me, it's different. Because when I'm on a mission, I have steps. I create steps. I write down those steps. What is it going to take for me to be on this mission? What is it that I have to do to complete that mission? I have steps. So even though that I'm on a mission, say I'm on a mission, okay, I'm on a mission to raise, okay, $5,000 for a foundation. Okay, I'm going to pull out my copy book because I'm one of those that I always have a book on my in my bag, or I always walk, because I always have ideas. My mind always going. I was writing down things to remember. But what I do is like, okay, this is what I need to do. This is step one, step two, step three, step four. Okay, even if I complete the first step, and I lose my way between step number one and step number two, okay, it's a mission. So, okay, I like, okay, I look at it again. Okay, I need to get back on track because this is a mission. This is something that I need to complete. Yes, a goal is something that you need to complete. But to me, family and friends, if it does make sense to me, to Shanice, I see it mentally different. So that's life, you know. Life, sometimes we have goals, sometimes, you know, and we go out and, you know, for me, a goal, if you don't finish it by a certain time, is like, oh my gosh, I let down myself. Oh my gosh, I didn't complete it. Oh, this, oh, that. Then you get real depressed, or you're like, man, I just don't want to battle with that anymore because it ain't working out the way that I'm now with a mission and with these steps. Now, walking toward this mission, if step one didn't work, then I could have step one, part B. That means I revamp it because the first step didn't work going toward my mission. So it gives me room to correct things along that line for my mission. So family and friends, you know, TPV Ministry, every year we usually do our clothing drive. Coming up next month, you know, I haven't sent out any flyers. I haven't sent out anything asking anybody for anything, because the reason for that is because of what's going on right now. We're not doing anything with that. So as soon as our world comes to a fully go, yes, I will be harassing friend, family, and everybody in between that it's in the central, that lives or resides in the central Texas area, to be donating and wanting clothes and shoes and stuff like that. So that is coming soon. I have not forgot. It's just that, man, you know, we sit down sometimes, so we're living in a crazy world. No, we could actually say, yeah, we're living in a crazy world. So, you know, I haven't forgot that. We still have our charities, which is Shine a Light. Shine a Light is for the kids. We have We Still Care, which is one of our charities for the elders as well, family and friends. I am not sure, but I think my guest is here. So, family and friends, my guest today, let me make sure. Hello, hello.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Hey, family and friends, it is my guest. I was talking about waiting for you to get on. So, family and friends, tonight, I have a guest. She's not only a guest, she is a sister, she is a friend, classmate, schoolmate. Nay, old neighbor, family, and friends, I introduce to you Miss Chanel White. So Miss Chanel is here to chop it up with you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about Chanel. Chanel has a vision that she is trying to birth. So she's going to give us a little bit on that. And, you know, some other questions I have for Chanel tonight. You know, she is married as well, family and friends. She have a son that is incarcerated. So we're going to talk about that, you know, being a mom, having a son, having a child incarcerated. And so Chanel, before we go forward, just give the family and friends a little bit about Chanel.
Well, thank you so much, beautiful, for the invite. And
yes,
for
ma'am.
Sharing a platform with my energy and my spirit. I am Chanel White. I am from the Virgin Islands, the United States Virgin Islands, St. Croix. And when my son got incarcerated, I actually became a new person. It was like a rebirth. And I became more passionate and compassionate, you know, very compassionate and understanding with what goes on in that world because of the script that I was given. My son is 21 years old. That's incarcerated. To me, I think he was over sentenced, but, you know, at the end of the day, I saw where God was using me to build my tribe and to change the narratives. My vision is to, you know, change the narrative where women no longer want to be around each other, trust each other. I feel like women are the creation of life, and it's going to be, it's going to take us to, you know, break the generational curses and also to give the tools to the younger children for that generation to, you know, pass in the torch. So my vision is, of course, change the narrative with women, you know, more unity amongst women, helping women heal their inner child. Because I think I speak to a lot of women because I do a lot of live videos and I share a lot of raw, authentic content. You know, a lot of women share the most intimate stories with me, the most sacred stories with me. So the bottom line is a lot of women are dealing with a lot of inner child trauma. And my vision is to create a space where a woman just shows up as herself, not being married, you know, not being whatever religious status, job status, just being her true, authentic self and sharing herself with other women like-minded and, you know, souls, you know, just souls. I see a soul, you know, when I interact with women, I interact with souls. So I definitely want a space where women are honest and naked with their truth, because that's the only way that we're going to able to change the narrative. We have to be honest about it.
Yes.
But it's basically what Chanel's saying, family and friends, is basically, it's like what God said, come to me as you are. And this is what she wants to do for us as women. Come as who you are. If I'm wrong, correct me, Chanel, but come as who you are. You know, bring yourself. Don't bring the wife that you are or the mother that you are. Come as you. Let's know who you are as a person. Because, you know, we are somebody before we all got married, before we had kids. We had a life. For some people, we say we had a life, you know, we had a different life. So it's basically to empower each other, build each other mentally, physically, you know, spiritually, if we have to. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Yes. So family and friends. So my question, Chanel, is, you know, as a mom with a son that's incarcerated, when he first got incarcerated, what emotions were you going through?
My emotions was more disappointed. I never felt shame. And that's, I noticed with the stories that I was, you know, that I was, you know, people shared with me, people were more shame because, you know, that's the first emotion that people deal with because of what they've been taught, you know, like, you know, you bring shame to the family and, you know, especially when, you know, I'm a single mother and I only have one child. So I invested a lot in that one child. So when my storyline didn't mirror what I was doing, I could have felt shame. But I was more disappointed because that was not what I had in plan. That was not my vision. But with the pain, right, because every pain have a message. And it's up to us, the individual, to answer the message. We could ignore the message. But I took it upon myself to dig deep within. And I realized that, you know, I passed on a lot of my trauma to my child. So when the outcome was not what I wanted, I had to actually sit back and realize, okay, you know, what I was teaching and what I thought I was doing, you know, I was doing the right thing with that mindset. I have a different mindset now, but at the time I thought I was doing all the right things. But when he got incarcerated and after I finished feel disappointed, I had to look back at myself as the mother and realize, okay, there's a lot of things that I did wrong. And I had to take ownership. And that's a lot of things that people don't do, mothers don't do, take ownership of their downfall as a mother, as a father. I had to take, you know, ownership. And when I took ownership and I start to heal, you know, because healing is necessary and mandatory. And when you look in the mirror and realize, okay, these are things that I have to work on. Because in order for the child to change, because our children are mirroring us, we're a reflection of the children. So when I start to heal and I start to, you know, change, I saw a big change in my son, a big change.
So what advice would you give to us parents? Because I have girls, I don't have boys, but for parents like us that have smaller ones or have kids who is incarcerated, what message or what advice that you would give that parent? You know, like you said, you had an image for your son and it didn't work out the way you planned, basically planned life for him. What advice would you give us as parents?
You know, as parents, our children have their own story. Our children have their own outcome. You know, a lot of us talk about unconditional love, but we're not really loving unconditionally, because unconditional love is when you love without any conditions. See, but a lot of us love with conditions and we're not even aware, right? So the first thing you have to do, right, is understand that they're individuals. They have different likes than us. They have their own purpose. So you know, we have to be open and willing and receptive, you know, that our child is a creation from us. We were chosen to carry, you know, to birth them, but they have their own, you know, purpose and story. So get to know your child. Get to know your child for who they is, not what you want them to be. And like with my son, if I had to have another child, I would more focus on what that child like, not what I like and what I missed out on and trying to, like, recreate another version of myself, because he's not me. I would want my child to be more authentic, be himself, and I would be more mindful of what I give my child, because the body is a living journal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our body holds stories. Every cell in our body, you know, stores memories. So, it's very important that you tell your child you love them. That's something that I did. I did a lot of that. I did a lot of, you know, in our communities, in the Black communities, we don't believe in counseling. That's something that I definitely did with my son. I took him for counseling when he started to, you know, the red flags was appearing. I took him for counseling. I went for counseling. I did parenting class, because a lot of times we discipline our children the way we were taught and think that was the right way. But, you know, every child is different. You know, every child is different. So it's very important to be patient, to be forgiving. You know, I had to be very forgiving with myself as a mother and realize that, okay, I was a young mother when I had my son. So I was a child. I was a child having to, become an adult and think like an adult when I was really a child. So I had to forgive myself. I had to heal. Because in order to be a healthy parent, so we have a problem in our communities with good parent, bad parent. But uh-huh. in order to be a healthy, because a lot of us are not mentally healthy. So in order to be a healthy parent, you first have to heal your trauma. You first have to, help yourself, because you're the example, you're the blueprint for that child. Even though that child is going to do their own thing, because even though I think I did my best and I tried my best, I did counseling, I did a lot of different things, PTA meetings, I was there. At the end of the day, he did his own thing. But I could tell you this, with him being incarcerated, he had a time of pause. And the letters that he shared with me, they're priceless. He never forgot what he was taught. So it gives me good comfort. Like, okay, even though sometimes, I've been hard on myself in the past, like, I should have did this, I should have did that. My son reminds me, he worshiped the floor I walk on because, he had a good mother. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do. But I never stopped loving him. I ride with him. I do a lot of lives. I talk about his videos. And a lot of mothers inbox me because they're not at my level where they can talk openly, but they're proud because I'm their voice. I continue to humanize my child because we all make mistakes as adults. So who is us to think our children ain't gonna make mistakes when we're adults that know better and we don't make mistakes,
And I was just talking about that. I was just talking about that before you came on the show. And, and going back to what you said, as far as healing ourselves and letting go of our trauma, to be honest, I was one of those because, at a young age, I was raped. I was molested and I was raped, it was by somebody that was supposed to protect me, somebody that was supposed to keep me from harm from outside, the outside world. And I was harmed by this individual, and it took me years. This happened when I was 10. I was about to make 11. And it happened to me, Chanel, and not till 2012. That was in 1990. And not till 2012, I start opening my mouth and talking about it and finally told my sisters. That's part of me that I had to let go. I had to let it go. And at this time, I was a mom already because I had my first daughter. I was a single parent as well. And it's like, I have to lay it off my chest because how am I going to raise a child, even though I'm the outspoken one, outspoken type of person and stuff like that, I still had this anger inside of me. I still had this pain inside of me. And you're right, I had to heal me. And it happened at that age. By the time I was 18, I was in an abusive relationship. And I was so full of anger. I was so full of pain. It's like I did the therapy. I did the parenting class even before I became a mom because I had so much anger. I used to get into trouble with the law. I've been arrested a couple of times. And they sent me to anger management class where I had to take parenting class as well. Did I learn a lot? Yes. Did the therapy help? For me, somewhat it did, somewhat it didn't. But I took what I learned from that and I implemented in raising my child. And again, you're right, because my daughter is about to be 10. She's becoming a teenager to soon become a young lady. I don't expect my children to be me. I want them to be their own selves. All I could do as a parent is guide them, and I always tell them, you will make mistakes and it's okay because it's life. You will make a bad choice because it's life. I said, but when you make those mistakes and when you make those bad choices, make them into your strength. And why implementing this in my 9-year-old now, because for me that's what I did, Chanel. My mistakes, my bad choices, I made them my strength. And if it wasn't for me doing that, I wouldn't have my own business. I would never became a minister. I wouldn't have been doing this radio station. You know, none of this. This would have probably still been here, this radio station, because of my husband. But I wouldn't have had a part of it if I didn't make it my strength to build myself, to not understand, because I don't like to use the word understand. For me, when you use understand, is because you're still under the situation, but I like to use over, because you're over in that situation, or, you know. So with that being said, I teaching her, because the other one's still small, you know, I teaching her that, so she could say, you know what, I made a mistake, it's okay, I'm gonna pick myself up, and I could dust myself off and keep it going, knowing that that's something that I would never do again. So this is why I tell her, make your bad choices and your mistake your strength. Because when you build strength as an individual, ain't nobody in this world could take it away from you. They can't. Because that's something it's something that you built up within yourself. So am I a perfect mom? No. But am I a good mom? Yes. And it goes back to what you said, the good parent, the bad parent, because what we know and the way we raise our kids is what our parents knew from their parents and their parents know. So it's society based. It's a mental installment that was passed down from generation to generation. But we as parents, when are we going to break that generational curse? And why I said curse is because it's not everything our parents taught us is going to work for our kids.
Exactly.
Because, yes, each child is different. And when I tell you, Chanel, each child is different. My oldest one is more quiet. She's more sneaky. You know, she's more passive. You have to push her. But that three-year-old, Chanel, that's Shani Junior. Like the old Shani Junior, I'm telling you, she's aggressive, she's loud, she's outgoing, she don't take the nonsense, none of that. I see me, a lot of me in her, and I like, oh my gosh. They said the apple don't fall too far from the tree. I said,
yeah,
you know what?
DNA is real.
I said, I don't think the apple drop off the tree with that one, you know? So I know when it comes to she and she get a little bit older that I have to take a different route with her, because she's not like the oldest child. And we as parents also have to understand that. Like you said, each child is different, and you have to go to that child level because they're different. They understand different. They know different. So you have to be on their level so they could understand and understand what you're saying, or why is the reason that you're doing it, and why you're doing it different from the brother or the sister that they have. So Chanel, we're going to take a music break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about marriage. So, family and friends, I am here with my special guest, Chanel White. Family and friends, you could also find her on Facebook. I do tune into her live. Family, she's a lot like me, very blunt, very to the point. So, if you don't want to hear it, don't tune in. But she keeps it to the point. And we're going to come back and talk about marriage, because when I see Chanel and her husband, Mr. Rudy, they are the happy couple. I haven't got to meet him in person yet, but they're the happiest couple that I met virtually. Let's put it that way, virtually, because that's how I get to see them. We talk, but we see each other over Facebook, FaceTime. So, family and friends, we're going to take this music break, and we're going to come right back and talk about marriage. So family and friends, stay tuned and stay blessed.
Who do you you call on the sky. Some dreadlocks call them jive. Some call they arm, leg, leg, arm, head, I lie. I'm like a brother of Christ, the creator of life. When I get that quick, that spit, that truth, man, like rolling a dice. Bigger than cars and ice, no longer living in fear. Ever since I was born, I heard the end was near. Will I be ruined for pursuing everything in my reach? Should I keep doing what I'm doing, trying to live what I preach? How many haters want to stop you when you're bringing the heat? Just keep my name about your mouth when you speak of defeat. See, this ain't about the fame, it was always about the faith. You thought it was a game, so you hurry up and wait. But I'm about his business, his God is my witness. Running to the light, cause in the light I see the ditches. Now why would I fear a man? I'm a man myself. From my collard greens and spam to plants.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never. Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you and your final wow. Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever.
Just blow. Not talking about the guns, not talking about the dough, not talking about the dimes, I'm talking about your soul. Talking about your life because mine is a miracle. I used to live for money, I wanted the love of many. Went looking for milk and honey, I see it's already in me. Like paintings on the ceiling, my feelings are rare type. Making you change your dealings and losing yourself in hype. Some pupils lose the battle, so engineers get them tight. But I'm focused on the spirit, you hearing him when I write. Now you can have the plan and I'm reaching for higher heights. When it's all said and done, how many did you in life? You was Muslim, Hindu, Christian or whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never. Break the chains in your mind, cause we have all power. I'm telling you, you win the final hour.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never. Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you win your final hour. Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever.
If you wanna see God without love, never. Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you win your final hour. Y'all got me bent thinking I ain't heaven sent. I'm trying to treat everyone I see like they my kin. How you loving God, but you won't let him in your heart. Just cause you went to college, that don't mean it made you smart. You still chasing pennies for pennies and turning panties to mammies. Now mammies mad at the grannies, grannies don't understand. I'ma keep it real simple, trying to love them when they hate me.
Why?
I love the one that made me. No more religion, because it brought division. Make a decision. We all are just visiting. Playing black church, white church, Asians, Indians. Mad at the KKK for trying to fit in, but y'all in the same predicament. You hating, and every time you do that, you worshiping Satan. Now from Emmett Till to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, or from the Little Rock Nine to Oklahoma University's racism, why is it that black culture in America continues to be the same form of ignorance, using the First Amendment to justify hatred?
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever.
If you wanna see God without love,
never. Break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you and your final hour.
You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, did you get the message?
Call the assembly.
You wanna write a song? Get a notepad and a pen. If you are not the same, why can't I see the change? You know the words I say. To love me is to obey. Jesus, tell me right this down. This worship that you won't come from my life. It's my submission to him is all I know. So this is my response. Lord, anything they are, anything I am, this is my total worship. Rapping sin, and I came far.
Your whole life
as a sacrifice, I gave up mine to pay the fine
for your whole life.
I paid in full as an example of how you should live before me.
But you're holding back, you keep giving part, but not your whole heart. Look how you want me. But I have a standard. Don't you know that I am God?
You want all of me, but everything you giving me back is partial. Son, I have a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but everything you've given me back is partial. Jesus, tell me right this down. This worship that he won't come from my life is my submission to him is all undone. This is my response. Not anything they are.
You live in sin and I came for your whole life as a sacrifice. I gave up mine to pay the fine for your whole life. I paid in full as an example of how you should live before me. But you're holding back everything you've given me back is partial. Son, I am a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but nothing that you give is substantial.
What do you want me to do? To let you know me want all of you. You want live on blessing street, but you now are back on obedience avenue. Jealous God now makes me up like a calling. So show me you love me by the way you obey me. Total surrender me one that's for the daily. And if you wasn't shy before, I'd not eat butter, baby. So me make it clear like a HD.
Jesus, tell me life is gone. The worship that he wants comes from my life. Is my submission to him is all I am. So here it is. Lord, anything that you want.
Hallelujah.
Anything else.
Hallelujah.
This is my total worship.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Down presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
It's the pop-up show with me right now on TPV Radio.
Friends, I am back with my special guest of the night, Ms. Chanel White. And now, family and friends, we're going to talk about marriage. And like I said before, I never met two happy couples in my life before. So, Chanel, tell us a little bit about how you met Mr. Rudy and how did that take place and where you at now in your marriage and what's going on, what's new?
Well, thank you so much again for the big up. You definitely have my ego swell up, you know, my fire big. But when I met Rudy, I was out with my girlfriend, Ruth. We actually was at work, and after work, we said we're going to get some drinks. And I went to a Jamaican restaurant, and, you know, when I met him, I was not, you know, I had relocated, so I wasn't into, like, looking for any relationship. But, you know, he sat next to me, and we started conversating, and I remember having a conversation about my son, and I start crying. And he was just so gentle and sensitive, and, you know, we both exchanged stories and stuff like that. And bear in mind, Rudy do not have a story like mine. Let me give you a little bit about Rudy. Rudy actually, you know, moved to the United States from Jamaica. He was 19 years old. And when he met his ex-wife, she had two children, 2 years old and 4 years old. And he adopted them. And he, you know, later on, they had a child together. Rudy, of course, his children, you know, never been in problems with the law. He was a strict parent. He was all about education. So, you know, his children are educated. You know, one of his daughters is actually running for Congress. So this is someone that basically don't have a story like mine. So
yes.
When I met Rudy, I didn't like him. So I was not trying to impress him. Because usually when people start hooking up, you're dealing with an impersonator. They're pretending to be something or someone that they're not. But being that I didn't like him, it was so authentic because I was just being myself. I was loud, crazy, no filter. But for someone that's so quiet and opposite to me, he liked that about me. He said that he never met anyone so beautiful and just so real. So he fell in love with my authenticity, right?
Yes.
Now, I remember when, you know, we started hanging out and stuff like that, and he would always tell me, like, he loved me. And I used to get so mad, like, I was like, let me just, you know, we're just hanging out. Like, I just try to kill time. I like your company. But it wasn't, you know, I didn't want a relationship. You know, I only came to Florida, you know, to just kill some time and then relocate back to the island. But, you know, of course, son and stuff like that. You know, my son wasn't incarcerated yet, so my son, you know, would violate curfew and all of that stuff. And now Rudy just met me, so he could have run because, you know, he's 20 years older than me, so he could have run like, you know what, this is just something I don't want to do. Or he could have, you know, choose that. But instead, Rudy's tactic was, yeah, like me so bad. And he realized that her son is everything to she. So the only way to get her is to embrace the child. So that was his strategy. So, you know, he was very supportive. I mean, every time I got to go to court or whatever, he was there. He would, you know, put in the work. And, you know, it did work in his favor because I said, okay, I'm going to give her a chance. I wasn't in love. He proposed to me in 3 months. And I really was not in love with him. And I told him, I said, well, Rudy, I just meet you. I'm in love with you. I like you, but I'm in love. And he said, don't worry about that. He said, don't worry about that because you're going to be my wife. And of course, being that the time when I met Rudy, I was not mentally healthy. I was already emotionally exhausted. I was dealing with a lot. You know, relocating, you know, a lot was definitely on my plate. And one by one, you know, he definitely stuck in there. It was a lot of work because, you know, this is someone that's older than me by 20 years. And I'm here with a lot of baggage. So he could have run, you know, he could have run because that's a lot for someone my age. That's a lot. But his mission was, he's going to put the work in. And because of Rudy investing in me, investing his time, his love, his patience, helped me. So on this journey of rebirth, reset, you know, recreating a new version of yourself, you definitely need a partner that's aligned, that's healthy, you know, that's willing. You know, because we got a lot of men chilling, you know, we got a lot of men that, you know, love you for, you know, with conditions. Ain't everybody willing to say, well, that's a lot of baggage, you know. Ain't everybody willing to unpack their baggage with you, you know. So we have a lot of women that, you know, don't have tools because their partner, you know, ain't on the same page. They're not willing. They're not helping. So they just, you know, the dysfunction continue because we have one person trying, but when they go home, they're alone, you know. And one thing that helped me, you know, one thing that really helped me on my journey was really know who I was. See, a lot of times, I talk to a lot of women, so I'm speaking for a lot of women that I, you know, I talk to. A lot of women share things with me who they don't know, okay, that someone that they're sleeping with don't even know. So this is the dysfunction that goes on in our communities where a lot of secrets. So when Rudy met me, I told Rudy who I was. The good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly. You know, I unmasked. I took the mask off. And he still saw a queen. To this day, Rudy opened my door. Rudy treat me like, you know, I'm the best thing. And he just tell me I'm the best thing ever happened to him. So for me, being with Rudy, I had to look at myself like, damn, like, where you see me? And then I had to, you know, I had to, like, you know, look at that person and I had to fall in love with her because I thought I had always loved myself, but I wasn't in love. There's a difference between loving yourself and being in love.
In love,
and really helped me, you know, really helped me, you know, really helped me on my journey a lot. Like, I could have never been who I am. I could have never been this strong. I could have never, without my Rudy, never, you know, Rudy definitely been a pillar for me.
I want to say big up to Rudy. Big up, Rudy. Big up. That's right. Rudy was determined. He was determined. And, you know, Chanel is, I won't tell you this because our story is similar but different. You know, when God sent somebody for you, don't matter how much you run from it, it would never leave because it was God sent. And that's who Rudy was. You know, we all need somebody that sometimes we think we're strong, but we're not strong. There's always somebody that's stronger than us that's there to help us build. Because when I met my husband, he was to work. I'll share a little bit about my story. He was to work. I went in to pay a bill for my sister. And I say, hi. You don't know me. I'm friendly with everybody. Hi. You know, and the second time she sent me back to pay a bill, it was coming close to 4th of July. And I like, hi, I'm Shanice. He said, hi, I'm, you know, I'm Christopher. I said, well, I'm bold. I said, you want to come over for 4th of July dinner? Just so. I'm the type of person, if I see something I want, I'm going to go for it. That's just me. And he was someone that I wanted. And I was determined like Rudy. We're going to go for it. So he came, and I guess he was expecting 4th of July food. But I cook a whole course meal, Chanel. I had a whole course meal ready. And what made me fall in love with my husband, like, I was an open book just like you. I told he was the second person before I told my sisters then that I was molested, I was raped. That, you know, my family had knew about my abusive relationship because there wasn't nothing that was hidden. So I opened my book and I said, this is who I am as a person. I said, I have my good side, I have my bad side. And when I'm moody, just leave me alone. That's it. Just leave me alone. And, you know, days came into weeks and weeks came into months. And all we did was talk, get to know each other. And we talk. And this radio station and TPV Ministries was always my husband's dream. It wasn't my vision. It wasn't my dream. It was his. And I'm like, you know what? I will back you up whatever needed to be backed up. At this time, as we move fast, Chanel, when I said we move fast, we move fast. It was like shot, dated, he moved in. And I had my first knee surgery. And after my second knee surgery, I proposed to my husband. You know, they say the man supposed to propose to the woman. Well, I kind of different. I proposed to him. I went out, I bought the engagement ring, everything. And I asked him, and he said yes. And it's like, I had one child when we met, but he already had
three kids and one on the way. And he was an open book about his past as well. You know, so like I said, when God sends something our way, even if we try to run from it, it will never go away because it was God sent. So that's how Rudy was. Rudy was your God sent. You know, some people might see it in another way, but that's how I see it. He was your God sent. Like you said, you know, you couldn't have seen how where you at now, you wouldn't have been there because of him. You know, and I just want to say, Mr. Rudy, thank you so much for being that man. Sometimes we do need, you know, as woman, they say we are built to be strong, we're built to be this. But sometimes we need somebody stronger than us. And I just want to tell you personally, thank you for being there for my sister and showing that there is a different side of men, especially black men that society portrays who are meant to be. And you stood up to that plate. You are the man, Rudy. You are the man.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. So, you know, he's family. You know, we're family from a distance, but he's family until we meet. So,
exactly.
Rudy, once again, thank you for being that strong man in her life and in her son's life. Because sometimes we do need our men them to step up to the plate, and you did just that. So, thank you. So, Chanel, just tell us a little bit about where you and Rudy are in your marriage and what is your plan for the future?
Well, I definitely want to add this in too, because, you know, with being in a relationship with Rudy, you know, Rudy have so many different, when I tell you all my friends love Rudy, it's ridiculous. Like, Rudy do not have a Facebook. He don't have any type of social media, but everybody know his name. Everybody love him because he's such an example and such a hope for us women. But I always try to tell women, there's nothing called perfect. There's no perfect relationship, because I try to keep it real, because, you know, a lot of times women fall in these goals or what's trending. And, you know, I always try to tell them, listen, me and Rudy, no different, you know, like, the end of the day, we the work, you know, we put in the work to make it work, you know. Me and Rudy's two opposite. We couldn't have been more opposite. You know, Rudy's a Christian, I'm spiritual. Rudy raised with both parents. I was not. Rudy raised more functional. I came from a dysfunctional home. So a lot of times people don't give differences a chance. And we shouldn't look at differences as a problem. We should look at differences as a celebration. Like, we could be different because we are. There's none of us that's the same on this planet, you know. And we're all having different experiences. So even though my story might sound like your story or sound like or whatever, because as human beings, we like to compare stories. We like to, but this is a good relationship, it's a bad relationship. No. We're having different experiences on this planet. And with the experiences, we take the good, we take the bad, and we move on to the next level. So, you know, with me and Rudy, even though we're different, we love the same. And, you know, this vision that I'm on, because I'm always counseling somebody. So Rudy understand I'm an empath. He understand I'm someone that feels everything. So if somebody call me and tell me their problem, I'm very invested and I take it on and I want to help. You know, I'm one of those people that want to change the narrative. So he's very understanding and patient, and he gives me my space because he understands he's the first man I ever lived with. So he's very attentive and mindful, and he pays attention to when I don't want to be bothered. Because being in a marriage, you know, you need your own space. You need to remember that you're an individual. You know, all these rules that they give you, you know, nobody's the same. No marriage is the same. So I always try to tell people, like, don't be trying to look for a Rudy because you're not a Chanel. You look for what is good for you and your situation, and, you know, just find somebody that's willing to help you heal. Because the work is with you at the end of the day. You can find the perfect person, and if you're not willing to change your bad behaviors and your bad habits, and you know, the relationship is not going to work, because when I was going through my, beginning of our relationship, if it wasn't for Rudy, I wouldn't have been married. He had patience.
Yeah.
He understood I never been married. He understood I never lived with anybody before. He understood, you know, in his very own way. But he had to suck up a lot because he saw the bigger picture. I didn't, because for me, I didn't care less if you stay or go, because that was my mindset. I'm a rebel. You know, I'm a rebel. So if he didn't put the work, we want to have a Rudy and Chanel story, you know. And even to this day, I had to tell Rudy, even if we no longer, if we're not happy anymore, I'm okay with letting you go. You know, with letting you go because we're visiting. Yeah. We're not on this planet forever. I'm not one of those people that's going to hold on to the story just to make people feel like we're so happy. And I'm not about that. I'm about we both have to be in that place. And if it's no longer, I can say, you know what? I know how it was to be with a Rudy and have that experience, because we're here to experience each other, not possess. It's not a possession for me anyway.
You know? I've seen you already 50 years and more. Honestly, because, I mean, I could go by what I see, you know, and I don't know Rudy yet like that, but I'm going to make my way down to Florida so Rudy could see who I is. 5'1", a coming strong Rudy, but I'm coming to meet you. But, you know, I see you from, like I said, from what I see, it's, y'all have a great relationship. And that's where it starts, you know, it's the relationship. Y'all build that foundation. And, you know, I'm going to use my marriage as an example. Me and my husband moved so fast. Because after we got married, I went back out to work. I got pregnant. He got in the accident that he did. So we had no time to really build our foundation. Even though we talk and we communicate, we didn't really have, like, the date nights to go out. Everything happened so fast. So right now, going into our fifth year of marriage come October, just this year, honestly, just the ending of last year into this year is where now we are building our foundation. Things happened. Things, you know, we was on the verge of getting a divorce. I probably asked my husband for divorce over 100 times, you know, and I got to the point that I was just over it. I wasn't putting up with it. I had it. And I like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. But me being the person that I am, you know, I stick with it. And what my husband taught me as well, because I own way. I like my own way. He's my first husband. I'm his third wife, you know. So it's a big difference there. I had to learn how to, I don't want to say share, but I had to niche it down some. I couldn't bring that old Shanice and keep that old Shanice within my marriage, because I had to realize what I was doing wrong as well that was damaging our marriage and my ways, my attitude. You know, I had to change all of that, Chanel, because, you know, some people look at us sometimes and say, wow, they're a happy couple. But, you know, like behind closed doors, they didn't know what really was going on. The anger, the pain that we both was causing each other. And we are at a happy place. Our foundation is being built. So we're going to start to build a house. You know, and it's great that, and I'm glad that I stick in there with my husband, because it had times he would try, I would be like, hell no. I even started to sleep in the chair in the living room. They didn't want him to touch me. It even got to a point, I even said, man, by you touching me, just crawl my skin. You know, and I didn't realize what I was doing to my husband mentally. And I had to look at my own reflection. I had to look at my reflection. Like, oh, Shani, look at you first.
What are you doing wrong? And stop pointing fingers. What are you doing wrong? How can you fix it? And how can you move forward from there? And family and friends, this is something that we all have to do at times, is look at our own reflection. Another that my father told me, Chanel, when I was younger, he said, what you put into a relationship is what you're going to get back. Don't expect more.
Exactly.
That if you put in 10%, 10% is all that you're going to get. Don't look for 15 and 20 because 10% is what you put in. So with that being said, family and friends, if you put in 10%, 10% is all you're going to get back. So you have to put more if you want more. Like Chanel said, we could never be Chanel and Rudy, but we could be happy with our own story.
Exactly.
We're going to take another music break, and then we're going to come back and wrap this up. And before we go, we're going to talk a little bit more. So family and friends, stay tuned, stay blessed. Chanel and I will be right back after this music selection.
He's so good. Ooh. I love him, yes I do. Oh yeah, yeah.
King of kings and Lord of lords, lover of my soul, Jehovah, one and only God. I am Jesus Christ, the Holy Lamb. King of kings and Lord of lords, lover of my soul, Jehovah, one and only. God, I am Jesus Christ, the Holy
Thy truth reaches the clouds. Your mercy never runs out.
We give you honor. Be thou exalted above the heavens and above the earth. I give all glory unto your name. Lover of my soul, Jehovah, one and only God. I am Jesus Christ, the Holy Lamb, King of kings and Lord of lords, lover of my soul, Jehovah, one and only God. I am
He's a wonder.
He's a wonder.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a wonder.
He's a wonder.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a
at Giles Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majals Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. We are back. We are back. We are talking about our kids, life, marriage. My special guest tonight, Chanel White. Yay! So family and friends, we're going to wrap this up, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about marriage, and then we're going to get up for the night. So, Chanel, where are you and Rudy heading for the future? What is the next step? I know you guys are already married, but what's the next step in your marriage?
Well, me and Rudy just, we definitely, we don't be too much in the future. Honestly, we're about just, you know, every day is a blessing. Every memory is special. I'm not one of those people that's like way out in the future because we just don't know. You know, we know that we're visiting. We just continue to love each other. And, you know, being that Rudy is 20 years older than me, he know my passion. So I would say the future, I would say the future is my vision, and he's going to tag along and help me birth my vision,
yes.
Which is the mission for helping women heal and grow and, you know, promoting self-care, well-being, healing, you know, so people can actually ignite their own superpowers. Because I have a lot of people that love me, and I always remind them, you know, like, you know, I'm just here to remind you that you're the medicine for the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we idolize other people, but you're the medicine. I'm just taking the medicine, you know? You know, planet Earth needs you. Planet Earth needs all of us. So,
yeah.
You know, I have so many powerful women, you know, that's in my corner. You know, tonight I have Laverne and I have Christina listening and my sister Aisha. That is texting me.
Big up to
I want to big them up. Yeah, I want to big them up because this movement that I'm on, I have powerful women that once, you know, I'm learning right now. So I ain't ready to just bust the gate and get the tools. And, you know, I'm learning. So
yeah.
I'm growing and I'm embracing everything. I'm listening to the stories. And at the end of the day, when I am ready, you know, to release. I have a lot of powerful women, Shanice, just like yourself, a lot of powerful women that are real, that are willing, you know, because even tonight when you share your story, Shanice, you know how hard it is for women to share that? You just share your story on radio. I don't have women that inbox me, okay? I don't have women that inbox me that don't even be on my Facebook page, okay? Mm-hmm. So, or even you sharing something so sacred, intimate, that's the beginning of you're ready. You know, that's when I know women are ready for the movement and ready for the change because, you know, when I get my stuff together, ain't about, you know, keeping secrets and they, you know, we come in with our stories and we come in to change the narrative because at the end of the day, ain't about pretty story, ugly stories, about your story is powerful. That's your story. That's the script you were given. Are you going to deliver it? Are you going to be the voice? You're going to hide behind me. You're going to show up for you. You know, I'm very, very, you know, grateful, you know, for women like yourself that, you know, share your space with me. I have a lot of powerful women that share the space with me because all of us have a purpose. All of us have a gift. My purpose and my gift on planet Earth is to make a difference before I leave, to leave my footprints, and I'm passionate about it, you know, and I have a husband that when I ride, he ride in, jump in, let me go, you know, so if I go say future, if I go say future, that's our future, my mission and my movement, and that's what he's going to do. You're going to tag along with me, and you're going to be the example so our men can follow as well.
Yes, and I like the term that you use, mission, because for me, Chanel, I was talking about it earlier before you got on. I prefer use the word mission than goals. And like I was explaining earlier to the family and friends that was listening, is when we set goals, goals can be broken. You know, we lose our way, we lose our heart, and they could be broken. But when we have missions, or when we are a mission, we have steps. We take steps, meaning that you plan it out. Even if that first step don't work, then you have the first step part B, because you could go on, you could revamp it, you could change it and make it work before you go to step two. So I like the fact that you said, I have a mission, because like you said, when the time is right, then you would move. And that's your mission. When the time is right, you know, sometimes we move before our time, and that's why it doesn't work, instead of us waiting for the right time. And it's like, you know, for me, I learn, I'm learning to put God first, because I used to want to do things my way, my time, and when I want. But when you put God first, it's on his time. When he is ready for you to move, he would move you and such a great and powerful way that even us, we're not going to be able to comprehend it, but all we know is that we're moving, and that's when God moves us. That's when he gave us that spirit to move. And I like the fact that you said mission. So Chanel, I wish you the best. Mine is a little bit different from what you want. Mine is called Woman with Pearls, and mine is more of a woman knowing their worth. What is your worth as a woman? Not what society see you as, but what is your worth as a woman? Who do you see yourself, or what do you see yourself worthy as of for you, yourself? Not what our husband think, our boyfriend think, our man think, what society think, what the planet, the universe think, but what is our worth? So, friends, there you have it. We're going to keep Chanel in our prayers so she could give birth, because I'm waiting. I'm waiting for something. Girl, if it's a boy, if it's twins, but, you know, Chanel, God got you on this. God have you on really also covering blood. You know, there are going to be great things, and being that you have such a powerful man behind of a powerful woman, it's going to be great when you're ready to step forth and step out. So, you know, I wish you the best. This, you know, I'm always here. I'm always here if you need me. I don't know it, you know, I'll find an answer to it to give to you. So, again, thank you so much. Thank you, Rudy. For the family of Chanel, the family of friends that are tuning in, thank you guys for supporting us here at TPV Radio Network. You can follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio. If you have not liked that page, click that like button. You could also find us on our website at www.thesummitsvoice.com. You can see all of our upcoming shows, our interviews, who's going to be interviewed next on TPV Reloaded. So all that information is there. You can find us on TuneIn. If you have not downloaded Live 365, family and friends, please do. You can listen to our 24-hour station on Live 365. Just look for the Sami's voice. Don't forget to capitalize each letter and each word. That's how you would find us. We are on
It's so much we have going on. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram, Facebook. We have our own website. You could find us on Black Talk as well. So family and friends, we do appreciate you guys by supporting us, by tuning in and listening in. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, you could tune in to the Caribbean Pepper Pot. That's right, family and friends. So Chanel, once again, you are family. You are always welcome on this platform. If you feel like you need to talk, even if you need to send a message out, because we're not just being heard here in the United States, but we have people from back home listening, Trinidad. We have people in China. Where else? We have Germany. So we also are being listened to
international.
Yes, as well. So anytime you feel that you want to, you know, you get this mission going, you feel that you want to share something, you are welcome on this platform to use it at any time to get your message out as well and get whatever out you need to get out about your movement and stuff like that. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome, sis.
Thank
so
you.
Don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
Thank
once
you
again.
So much. So you
welcome.
And your husband. And I want to say this. I want to wrap up with this, right? Because I'm in a sacred group, right? It's called the Womb Sanctuary, right? And it's all about healing and stuff. And I want to tell the ladies that's listening and men, anytime you go through a storm in your life, it's only preparing you for the next level. So when you're going through pain in your life, the pain is the message. You know, so you have an obligation, you have a responsibility to answer, you know, answer the pain. You could ignore it, you know, just like how people put things on the rug, or you could answer it because there's a lesson, you know. So I just want to leave that because we have a lot of people that's broken, and the tools that they were given is don't tell nobody your business, get over it, you know. So we got to change the narrative. We have to change the narrative and heal. You know, men have to heal that little boy, and women have to heal that that little girl, that inner child, begging for healing.
Yeah, and family and friends, I totally agree with Chanel, and share this one thing before I pray and we leave. For me, my healing process was talking about what I've been through. How I healed. And like she said, they don't tell us, don't share our business and let nobody know what you're going through and this and that. To me, that's nonsense, because how I healed and I got over the things that I got over, I talked to any, I didn't care who you was. If you would listen to me, I would talk. And that's how I healed. And sometimes, yes, we do need to open up our mouth. We need to talk, because for some of us, or most of us, it's how we heal, and sometimes it's the first step of going through your healing process as well. So if you need to talk and you want to talk to somebody, if you can't find Chanel on Facebook, which is Chanel White, inbox me. I'm here as well, and you could find me under Shanice Newton. I am here. I work from home, but I don't work. I don't have a job right now, but I'm out here. Like I tell people, I'm here 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So I'm here as well. So if you need somebody to talk to, family and friends, please, please, please reach out to us. This is why we're here. We are here to assist and help family and friends. So don't feel that you're going through the struggle alone. Don't feel like you're alone in what you're going through, because each one teach one, no one. And this is how we overcome the things that we go through in life. And like she said, not only to the woman, but to the men. We are here as well. If it's something that I can't deal with, I pass it over to my husband. So for the males. So family and friends, we are here. If you can't find your backbone is right here. Chanel and I, we are here to be that backbone, to be that voice for you. So again, family and friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, I'm going to send us out with a prayer, and that's it. So
Thank you, Father, for giving us this day. Thank you, Father, for covering us with the in the glory of your blood. Thank you, Father, for what you have given us, the things that we need and not the things that we want, Father God. We give thanks and we glorify your name, for you are the Messiah, Father God. We come to you. We come into you as your children. We come into you as we is, because we know that you are our provider. You are our healer. Father God, you said whatever it is, you will take it in your hands. If the load is too heavy, you will carry it for us, Father God. We are calling on you. We are calling on you, Father God, because we know through you every and anything in this life that we are living that you have given to us is possible, and it's only possible through you, Father God. So we call on you tonight for those that are not feeling well. We ask you, Father God, to heal them. For those that are not mentally stable, Father God, we ask you to stabilize them. Father God, whatever they're going through, Father God, we come to you and we ask you to lift it off of them. It's not what you want for us as your kids, Father God. So we come into you in your name and in your name only. Amen. So Chanel, again, thank you so much for being on the show with me. I am grateful. I'm grateful. Thank you, Rudy, for giving up time to be on the show with me. So again, you know, again, like I said, you're no stranger. You are family.
Yes.
So until next time, hopefully the next conversation will happen.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes. So, thank you so much, beautiful, to you and your king. And you also have a beautiful night. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God
so
bless you.
Same. Have a blessed night. So family and friends, that was Chanel White. Again, family and friends, you can find her on Facebook at Chanel White. You know, you can reach out to my sister. You can talk to her. You can share your story with her. She is there. Like I said, myself as well, I am here. You can find me on Facebook at Shanice Newton. If you can't find me there, just look for TPV Radio. You can message. And we, either my husband or I, we would get back to you. You know, and we'll help you the best way we could. So again, family and friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to leave you guys with this song by Derek Gilbert. It's called Muslim, Hindu, Christian. Again, family and friends, thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. Stay safe and be blessed.
Who do you call on the sky? Some dreadlock call him Jah. Some call they arm, leg, arm, head, Allah. I'm like a brother of Christ, the creator of life. When I get decked with that spit, that truth, man, like rolling a dice. Bigger than cars and ice, no longer living in fear. Ever since I was born, I heard the end was near. Will I be ruined for pursuing everything in my reach? Should I keep doing what I'm doing, trying to live what I preach? How many haters want to stop you when you're bringing the heat? Just keep my name about your mouth when you speak of defeat. See, this ain't about the fame, it was always about the faith. You thought it was the game, so you hurry up and wait, but I'm about his business. His God is my witness. Running to the light, cause in the light I see the ditches. Now why would I fear a man? I'm a man myself. From my collard greens and spam to plants.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love,
never.
Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you win your final wild.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever. If you wanna see God without love,
never.
Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you,
put the mic up to my mouth and let the word just flow. Not talking about the guns, not talking about the dough, not talking about the dimes, I'm talking about your soul. Talking about your life because mine is a miracle. I used to live for money, I wanted the love of many. Went looking for milk and honey, I see it's already in me. Like paintings on the ceiling, my feelings are rare type. Making you change your dealings and losing yourself in hype. Some people lose the battle, so engineers get them tight. But I'm focused on the spirit, you hearing him when I write. Now you can have the plan and I'm reaching for higher heights. When it's all said and done, how many did you in life? You was Muslim, Hindu, Christian, or whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never. Break the chains in your mind, cause we have all power. I'm telling you, you win the final hour. Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love,
never.
Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you win your final hour.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever.
If you wanna see God without love,
never.
Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you win your final hour. Y'all got me bent, thinking I ain't having sense.
I'm trying to treat everyone I see like they my kin. How you loving God, but you won't let them in your heart. Just cause you went to college, that don't mean it made you smart. You still chasing pennies for pennies and turning panties to mammies. Now mammies mad at the grannies. Grannies don't understand. I'ma keep it real simple, trying to love them when they hate me.
Why?
I love the one that made me. No more religion, because it brought division. Make a decision. We all are just visiting, playing black church, white church, Asians, Indians, mad at the KKK for trying to fit in, but y'all in the same predicament. You hating, and every time you do that, you worshiping Satan.
Now from Emmett Till to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, or from the Little Rock Nine to Oklahoma University's racism, why is it that black culture in America continues to see the same form of ignorance? Using the First Amendment to justify hatred.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim, Hindu, Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you and your final hour.
You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, did you get the message?
This is 8R Bass. Keep it locked
right here
on
TPV Radio.